We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Cantor, and here are today's top local stories. For nearly 3 months, she was missing. Today, the family of a 25-year-old Freehold woman finally have some answers.
Her body was in a wooded area that had actually been searched before, spotted by two teens walking along Route 9 in Oldbridge. The prime suspect in Stephanie Parz's disappearance was her on-and-off-again boyfriend, John Osbilgen. Prosecutor Christopher Grimicioni says they planned to charge him.
We were working actively towards that. His suicide cut that short.
He says Osbilgen left a note implicating himself, but never revealed where the body was. Her father, Ed Parz, plans to set up a foundation in Stephanie's name to help women who are victims of domestic violence or missing.
One of the statistics I read that we were driven by was 3 out of 4 people that go missing are found within the first 90 days. 87 days. We found her.
Sonia Rincon, 1010 Winds in Freehold.
Two more possible cases of coronavirus have been identified in New York State. Governor Cuomo announced today that samples from 5 patients in the state remain out for testing. He says 4 previous samples have come back negative. Meantime, no new cases have been confirmed in the U.S. today, and doctors at the CDC are hanging their hats on that bit of news.
Officials with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say they have no evidence that the new virus from China is spreading in the United States, and they believe the risk to Americans remains low. As of Monday, 5 Americans have been diagnosed with the new virus, all of whom traveled to central China. Health officials add they are investigating who they've been in contact with. At least 32 people thought to be possible cases have been ruled out. The virus has sickened thousands of people, mostly in China, and caused dozens of deaths. Shelley Adler, Washington.
To try to contain the disease in China, the Chinese government has announced a 3-day extension of the Lunar New Year holiday to keep people at home. Governor Murphy has announced a new initiative that would make New Jersey the first state to require builders to take into account the impact of climate change in order to win government approval for projects.
Successfully implementing the strategies outlined today will drastically reduce New Jersey's demand for fossil fuels, reduce our carbon emissions, and greatly improve local air quality and related health impacts.
Murphy is making the change by executive order. Roxborough President Ruben Diaz Jr. has informed his supporters that he will not seek political office once his term expires in 2021, and that includes running for mayor. Diaz tells the New York Times his primary reason for dropping out is he wants to spend more time with his family than would be possible either as mayor or borough president, adding you miss out on a lot with his wife and 2 sons. His departure, that is, in the mayoral race leaves 3 major candidates: Brooklyn Borough President Eric Adams, City Controller Scott Stringer, and City Council Speaker Corey Johnson. A shooting at the Municipal Court Building in Bridgeport today left at least 4 people hurt. Details still sketchy, but investigators say someone opened fire outside the courthouse and then fled in a car with Georgia license plates. No word yet on a motive or the conditions of the victims. The Nassau County SPCA has put out an urgent call for anyone who recently brought home a new puppy and that puppy became ill. President Gary Rogers says dogs brought into Long Island are transported in tight quarters with outdated medical background checks and pass diseases onto each other.
They're using these puppy transports companies. There's so many of them. If you look on the internet, they run specific routes from Missouri, Pennsylvania, Kansas, down south, and we're importing animals, thousands of animals into Nassau County.
He says anyone whose new puppy got sick, please call 516-THE-SPCA. The Supreme Court has okayed the Trump administration's controversial green card plan. In a 5-4 vote, the justices reversed a ruling from the Second Circuit Court of Appeals here in New York, that had kept in place a nationwide hold. The administration's new policy can be used to deny green cards to immigrants who use public assistance benefits like Medicaid or food stamps. More lawsuits challenging it are expected. The jury in the Harvey Weinstein sex assault trial hearing from another accuser.
Mimi Haley cried, recalling the violent details when she says Harvey Weinstein attacked her in his Crosby Street apartment. She went there before Weinstein's company sent her to a movie premiere. She had rejected his invitations to go to Paris, even after he showed up at her East Village apartment building, demanding an answer. She told him she knew of his reputation with women, and he got offended. Under cross-examination, defense attorneys told her, seems like he lost interest in you. And they revealed an email that she signed, lots of love. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds News.
Police say a suspect is in custody in connection with an attack on a transgender woman at a subway station in Upper Manhattan last Friday. Police say the suspect was apprehended in New Jersey. The woman told police that she was standing on the platform at 155th and St. Nicholas Avenue when a man yelled nasty things at her, then slapped her and spit on her. The Fair Fares Discount MetroCard program is expanding. It had previously only been available to senior citizens and New Yorkers with disabilities. Now it's being made available to those struggling to make ends meet. Open enrollment starts today for NYCHA residents, CUNY students, military veterans, and others who live below the federal poverty line. To qualify, you must be a city resident between 18 and 64 who is not already receiving a reduced-priced Metro card.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.